So this week we have Parshas Truma, the building of the Mishkan. And of course, the building of the Mishkan, according to some, is a response to Chet HaEgel. The Jewish people built the the golden calf, and as such, they need a kapara, and the Mishkan becomes the kapara. There is even so much as the possibility that had they not done Chet HaEgel, they wouldn't need the same concentrated sense of God in one place. They could have managed otherwise. But let's take a look at Chet HaEgel and let's take a look at the Mishkan and see, is there a connection? So of course, the most obvious connection is the use of gold. There's gold that makes up Chet HaEgel, that becomes the golden calf, the Egel HaZahav. And then there's the gold that makes up the Mishkan. But interestingly, it's not only gold that's given to the Mishkan. There's silver and there's also Nechoshet, there's also copper. So what do we make of it? Is the Chet HaEgel better because Egel HaZav is pure gold? Or is there something about giving everything? So Rav Zalman Saratskin, Rav Saratskin has a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says that there's a pasuk in Hosea that says, V'zahav asu labal. When we give to idols, we only give gold. Why? What's the difference in gold and the other metals? So he says that the gold is something that a person gives bari. A person gives if he's healthy, if he's good, if he's full. But kesef, he says, is something that a person gives if they're in a state of fear. And nechoshes is something that's given netinas chole. And it's based on the aleph beis, right? Zahav zeh hanotein bari. Right, that's the first letters are that which a person has in health. Kesef keshe sakana pachad, when you have the fear, and nechoshes is netinat chole shamar tenu, the giving of a sick person who is told to give. What's the difference? What are we supposed to make of it? He says that when a person is sick and they're in a state of flux, there's nothing that will stop them. They'll give their gold, they'll give their silver, they'll give their copper. They'll do whatever they have to, whatever it takes in order to remedy the situation. Whereas a person who is giving to the Egel HaZahav is a person that's fattened by gold. He says, what exactly is the purpose of the Mishkan? The purpose of the Mishkan is to build a place where you're able to come at every point in life. It's not just something that you come a Chet HaEgel when you're in a state of ecstasy and you have so much and you don't know what to do with yourself. But it's a place I come to rejoice. It's a place I come to in sadness. It's a place I come when I need God. And it's a place I come when everything is all great in my life. That's the difference between the Mishkan and the Egel HaZahav. What the Jewish people learned was that it's not just enough to build out of overabundance and super wealth, but a person has to find a way to connect up to God at every stage in life. And that's the key message of the Mishkan, is that the Mishkan is a place to build a relationship, but it's a place that the relationship is built in all circumstances. Have a great day.